Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the "no animals were harmed" message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Good morning, Charlie Pierce. I hope the Paxlovid works really well for you.
It is.
Your candy
and
striper.
My feelings for you are carrying me through this time of woe.
Charlie Pierce has COVID. You said, can we talk about tonight's
not time
news?
This is not time of woe, by the way. This is time of
we.
Whoa!
Of we! You said, can we talk about tonight's news coming right when I'm starting my quarantine because COVID has come to call. Oh, if ever there was any entertaining television, though, during a COVID isolation.
I couldn't believe it. And like all of America, the amazing thing to me is still that I found out about it from an email from Donald Trump.
That's the best
part. Right. He fundraised off of immediately.
And I put it up on Twitter and I said, look, does anybody know anything about this?
Yeah.
And cable news didn't catch up for like half an hour.
Yeah. I mean, you were on fire on Twitter since you've got all this free time. someone tweeted, Jim Jordan seems upset. And you said, put on a coat and eat a large bowl of heavily salted. Okay, you. Kevin McCarthy said, Attorney General Garland, preserve your documents, clear your calendar. And you said, that spittle won't lick itself. Charlie, on fire on the Twitters.
They don't. See, the thing is, I honestly believe all of those people, they don't know what the FBI grabbed.
Right.
So, I mean, they don't. I mean, Jim Jordan doesn't know what they have.
They're way out on a limb.
Kevin McCarthy doesn't know what they have.
Yeah.
That's the thing. But again, I mean, I go along with, all of the FBI law enforcement types who say there is no federal judge who ever lived who signs off on this warrant unless it's absolutely copper riveted.
Yeah.
They've got somebody saying something, not just suspicions of what may or the fact that the National Archives is pissed. I love the National Archives and I think the people who work there are wonderful, but that's not enough to get a federal judge to sign off on a warrant either.
Yeah, right. We were saying with Eastman and Clark, they were saying what it takes to get a warrant to get a raid on an attorney like that. But you're right,
yeah.
Really, Dick, for the former president. I mean,
yeah, if I were king of the forest, I would be very interested in what Pat Cipollone already told them.
Or Mark Meadows.
Yeah.
Noel Castler speculated. What did Mark Meadows, like, how did they know there was stuff in the safe?
Somebody's singing because they have a witness.
Yeah.
That knows something about what was seized. And did you see the stack of documents? We're not talking about like a couple of trapper keepers here.
Right. Right. Yeah. I mean, but we were saying, Charlie, it feels to me like it would have to be national security, meaning what, it would be an easy guess for a lot of us is that he was selling or profiting or going to off of classified information.
Well, yeah. And I mean, I'm sitting here in forced isolation. So my paranoia is running extremely wild. This comes hard on the heels of that massive criminal indictment of the Russian guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who's spreading the disinformation. Yeah. Now, I'm not saying one or two of those are connected, but it's interesting that they happened in the same week.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Well, also I was saying it is amazing, you know, because I think it was Jody, you first speculated about Russia stuff because Paul Manafort finally made his first public admission. He shared polling data with Konstantin Kilimnik. He says the purpose of sharing the data was not to get Trump elected, to make money for himself. They're all the same.
Right.
I mean, it was both, actually. But he said Kilimnik passed the data to Russian spies, according to the U.S. Treasury Department, which was characterized the data as sensitive information on polling and campaign strategy. Manafort's acknowledgement contradicts his earlier denials during obviously the Mueller investigation that he had anything to do with the transfer of sensitive campaign data. It also differs from the account he gives in his memoir, which he concedes only that he presented Kilimnik with talking points on polling data that was already public. The data I shared with him, was a combination of public information and stuff that was old. It was one of his primary lines of defense. The data he funneled to Kilimnik was essentially worthless. Mm-hmm. Contrary to Manafort's claim, the data was not from the spring. It was collected in mid-July, 2 weeks before the meeting with Kilimnik. So what we already knew has now been proven. Everything he said was a lie. I mean, but so you're right. Well, how much of the stuff is Russian-related that they're...
Yeah, I don't know. I think that... I mean, they obviously have to have a specific reason for grabbing what they grabbed. And right. I think, you know, it probably is the National Archives stuff. But that being said, I think the plain sight exception is getting a real workout down there.
Yeah.
You know, and as we all know, and not that I'm in any way endorsing police misconduct, but the plain sight exception is as broad or as narrow as the or wants to make it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, doesn't it feel like it's, you know, this thing we say about justice feels like it's never coming and then it comes all at once? I mean, Alex Jones text.
That's what Glenn Kirshner and I have been saying.
Yes.
Just patient. It's
like
all
John Gotti. Yeah,
it's
John
like
Gotti.
Water polo. The really dirty stuff is happening under the surface.
Yes. I mean, Alex Jones' texts have been turned over to the J6 committee. U.S. Secret Service is providing personal cell phone numbers of agents to the oversight committee. It just feels like always, Charlie, you can't hide this stuff forever. What did Glenn Kirshner say? It does feel like the dam is breaking, finally.
Yeah, I'll go back to the point I made earlier. Somebody's talking.
Yeah.
Somebody serious is talking right now.
How happy did this make us? Tucker Carlson texts with Alex Jones on a regular basis. Daily Beast reporting that Carlson is himself over the prospect of his text with Jones leaking. I mean,
Tucker.
Right? But this is what, it is amazing that this whole house of cards could just come down. And hilariously, also because of Alex Jones, who sent a naked photo, also a naked photo of his wife to Roger Stone, which could also be another crime.
It is a crime.
Wait a minute! Whoa! See, I'm not feeling well, so I'm behind the times here. Alex Jones sent a naked photo of Alex Jones' wife to Roger Stone.
Yes,
yes.
That was the intimate text message.
Yep, that was the intimate.
Oh my.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And if it was without her consent, that's another crime. And I'm going to guess it was without her consent.
These people are just too lazy to masturbate, you know?
Oh, my God. That's the quote of
the
year.
That's the title of your book. Yes. Too lazy to masturbate. Come on, Charlie. Do it.
I mean, who does that? I mean, I know Roger Stone had kind of a Baroque sex life. Everybody knew that.
With a top hat.
Yeah,
you know he didn't take that top hat off.
And a monocle. Well,
and mine's just Baroque.
You can leave your hat on.
What are we talking about? Okay.
But in any event, no. He was at Plato's Retreat guy and stuff like that.
Yes.
That was fairly well known.
Yeah.
But Alex, this is me and Mrs. Jones, we got a thing going on.
Yeah, you wrote a great piece. Dick Cheney has a lot of damn gall to get sanctimonious about lying to the public. Old criminals, new criminals. Oh, I loved what you called Sarah Palin retro stupid. It's not the newfangled Marjorie Taylor Greene stupid. It's retro stupid.
It's the summer shed tour. Yellow and the Eagles are playing.
But you made a great point. You said as regulars here will recall, the management has been vigilant as regards our new Never Trump friends, especially those who were clearly complicit in creating the political culture and the vast political audience that made someone like Trump not merely possible, but inevitable, actually given the damage for which they are responsible. I think we've all been very nice to them.
Yeah.
Just that we've always have to be on guard against any effort to memory hole how the Republican Party came to be the vehicle for the ruination of the American Republic. Thank you. Yeah, I've never agreed so much with someone that I was like a disconnect in my brain watching that Dick Cheney ad, because you just said shut up, go away. How dare you?
He's even sounding like Darth Vader now.
Yes, he is.
Yes. Yeah, just the whole thing.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
You said, because you always teach us history, you said you're the poster boy for unaccountable executive and the unitary executive theory, and you have been since your days working for Gerry Ford. You served that function in Congress when you helped cover up the crimes of Iran-Contra, and in the nervous days after the attacks of September 11, you found yourself living in an authoritarian Xanadu. You turned this country into a nation that tortured. You lied this country into a disastrous foreign war. Also, you brought up that when he called Trump a coward, you said, says the guy who shot his friend in the face and went for scotch before he went for the cops.
Yeah.
Says the guy who allied the country into war. It's all relative now, right? And as you say, now they've really gone out on a limb. Now they're all beating up the FBI and defending Trump, not knowing what's happening.
Fox last night, I mean, I spent a lot of time with Fox last night because I wanted to see what was happening. First of all, it's obviously August, so all the regular anchors are on vacation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm telling you what, when they come back, they better hire food tasters, because there's some young, lean and hungry wannabes who were sitting in last night, and they really took their opportunity to impress the higher-ups. I mean, eventually Sean and Laura, as you pointed out, came back, and Laura and Mark Levin engaged in a dialogue that sterilized frogs in Manitoba. Oh God almighty. Jeez, it's like living with an incorrect answer on Jeopardy.
It's what two talking adenoids would sound like.
It's exactly right. It's like somebody gave the adenoids I don't know, adenoids. Black Sabbath sound system or
right.
something.
You can I just say you ended with a perfect point, because we all are a little guilty of a little bit of a Liz Cheney crush. You said anyone who cares about the future of American democracy should know that keeping the Cheneys away from power is only slightly less important than keeping the Trumps away from power. It's a choice between the seditious conspiracy of the bear spray and the mob and the seditious conspiracy of the black site and the water board. Yeah. The enemy of my enemy is still my enemy. Yeah, it's... I guess it's just because Donald Trump, it does seem like the biggest existential threat to this democracy ever, that we're all...
He's the most immediate one.
Yeah, right.
That it's not the greatest. He's the one that's here now.
Yeah.
And yes, he should be dealt with. But once he is, then it's time to look at the whole panoply of how we got here.
Yep. Yeah.
And it's time to be merciless about that.
Yeah.
And I think Kimberly was talking about this the other day. She's absolutely right. It's going to take a massive, you know, it's going to be like clearing toxins out of the ground.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, to get one half of our political system back to sanity.
Yeah, just one set of facts. Well, you like Rick Scott, whenever he says anything, you just said record-setting Medicare swindler has thoughts. I mean, how this guy is not in jail and in the Senate, right?
It's just... Well, he's not in jail because he paid a massive fine.
Oh, did right. he? Oh, good for
and
him.
Why he got elected to, you know, governor and then senator is beyond me. A Florida man. I'm just, you know.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Yeah. Well, all right. We shall see. Charlie Pierce, say goodbye to your candy striper.
Farewell, Jody. I am your very presence on this earth is sustaining me through this time of woe. Whoa.
Whoa. Okay. Goodbye, Charlie. Whoa. Feel better.
I will.
So cute. 48.
I will endeavor to do so.
All right. Yay. Mwah.